Hi everyone. So hope everybody is in good health. And I'm back with a series of podcasts where in every session I am trying to reply to a personal message sent to me. And you've requested me to answer that in the form of an audio podcast. So today I'm going to take up a message by one of the students who says that, "Can you please make a podcast on how to stop overthinking?" Because she says that it's been a month and she's been deeply hurt by her friends or a group of friends. And she also says that she hasn't really got the love and affection from the family as well. So, I feel that currently she has a feeling that she is on the receiving end and she has not been able to come out of it. And therefore, probably it's affecting her academic performance as well. Now, I think this is something many of us experience in some time of our life where you feel that you are not getting the kind of support that you need. And I'm not talking about financial support here, I'm talking about emotional support from your close friends and your family. So these are this is a very, very tough situation to be in. The first thing I want to say to all of you is that whenever we talk about any relationship, yes, whether it is with your family or whether it is with a group of friends or whether it is with someone special, you need to realize that every relationship is based on a two-way interaction. Yes, so it is going to be a give and take relationship always. And it's not that we speak it out that it's going to be give and take, which means we don't say, "If you give me love, I will give you love," right? Or, "If you support me, I will support you." You don't have to literally say these things, but that's how things go. So, there are times when you have to show up for your friends, when you have to show up for your family, and there are times when vice versa is going to happen. I know some of you are thinking that, how can this be a true friendship, and how or how could this be a family, if it is give and take. But believe me, human brain is sort of going to respond in a very similar way to what you receive, yes, and what you give. So if you feel that there is a mismatch in any relationship, then yes, sooner or later the relationship doesn't work out. By which I mean, if you're always on the receiving end, which means if you are the one who's always asking for support, if you are the one who's always going to come up with a group or a cluster of problems, if you are the one who's always asking for attention, then you will probably receive it for some time, and then people stop to respond back to you, and that's where we feel hurt. It could be other way around as well. For example, you could always be in the giving end in the relationship, for which I mean, you're the one who's always standing and supporting. You are covering the back. You are providing them with all the emotional needs your friends or your family members need. And you would realize that there is a cutoff point that you would also see, which means you would be there for them once, twice, 10 times, 20 times. But as I said, there is going to be a saturation level where you feel that this person or this individual or this family member is always sort of, using up my energy and takes a lot of time. And you realize that that's now not how you want it to be, right? For example, even if you realize when we were little children and we used to go to the park and we used to be with our friends, and there is a seesaw, and you never want to be always on the upside and you never want to be always on the downside. It is the play that matter, that sometimes you're on the upside and sometimes you're on the downside. So same goes here. So this is how I would ask you to think about this situation. Number one, I want you to understand that this is only to make peace with yourself so that you're able to prioritize on things that are very important. See, not every people can handle multiple things together. There are people who need closures. So, you know, if you are with a, on going on with a fight with someone, and you're the kind of person who says, no, I have to first settle the fight and only then I can get back to studies. So, which is fair, you know, I'm not saying this is incorrect or this is correct, but yes, there are different types of people and a lot of us want to have closures before we move on to the next thing. Yes. So, which is what I said is, you know, this is to make peace with your own self. So if you feel you're the kind of person who can't juggle a lot of things, unless you close the previous windows, then yes, you should think about your situation, about your relationship with your family member or with your friends. And you need to think, is there a mismatch in your relationship, right? Which means, are you always on the receiving end? Are you always on the giving end? And this is usually the root cause. And once you understand on which side of the problem you are, you would know how to respond to it as well. For example, if you are always on the giving side, then it's a good idea that, you know, you sit down with the person and you tell them that, you know, I'm here for you. But as of now, I have set my priorities right. And I may not be able to devote as much time to you personally as I was able to do in the previous year or previous times, because I have my exams coming up or I have some other commitments coming up. And, you know, so I think you would understand that as of now, I'm trying to prioritize on important things for my professional growth. Yes. And take a seat back. Yes. Give some space in your relationship and then you'll be able to bounce back. You know, the space creates a lot of new desires. And you, once you create that space, you understand you want to go back to that person, maybe in the same sort of relationship, or no, you're happy with creating this space and making your own zone where you know when to respond and when not to respond. And there is no commitment, you know, as such, that you have to get back every time when the person message or every time when the person calls. Similarly, if you are always on the, if you are the one who's always trying to receive in the relationship, yes, maybe it is attention, maybe it is emotional support, yes, whatever it is, then the same rule applies for you. You have to give space to the other person and realize when the other person is asking for space, it's not that they have grown less fond of you. No, it's just that, you know, you are an important, you know, part of their life, but you are not their life. You need to understand that everybody needs some me space. And once you give them that me space, you will realize that the relationship actually stays stronger for a very, very long time. Also, you know, if you have been always asking, been in the asking front in the relationship, try and do the reverse. Try and give this time, okay? So instead of calling up to tell your problems, maybe just call up once and ask what's going on in their life and, you know, listen out to them. And that's how, you know, the rebonding happens. So it is very important to strike a balance. And whenever in a relationship, the balance goes away, that's where the string becomes weak, okay? And in order to make the strings stay connected, it's very, very essential that you realize that it should not be a symbiotic relationship, okay? You have to give in the relationship and then you get to take as well, right? So I'm sure if you try these little things out, they will help you understand why you are going through what you're going through in these arenas of your life. And give yourself some space, give others some space. Sometimes play the role of a listener, sometimes play the role of someone who really wants to share their experiences. So it has to go both ways, okay? And you know, it's always easy to break relationships, but to maintain them is what is going to need a lot of effort from your side, from the other person's side. And I'm sure if the heart is fond of each other, then you will be able to bounce back with these little things or changes that you can do. And I'm sure it's going to go, your relationships are going to go a long way. So I hope this helps. Do write back to me if you know you're satisfied with my reply. And also anyone else who wants to ask a personal query and you want me to make a podcast on it, send me your message and inbox either on Anchor or on Spotify or even on Instagram. Yes, so send me a message on what you want to ask and I would come back in the next audio podcast with a reply to your message. Till then, I'm signing off and I'm wishing you good health and happiness. Take care of yourself, take care of your loved ones. Best wishes, Dr. Deepti.